Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Accused of advocating the assassination of President Trump, ex-FBI Director James Comey has been indicted.
In the Eastern District of North Carolina, it doesn't matter who you are. We take all threat cases seriously and prosecute anyone who violates federal law, regardless of title or status.
Ellis Boyle, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina, Comey insists he's innocent. State dinner at the White House last night for Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla. BBC's Peter Bowes in Washington.
The king thanked the president for a splendid dinner, calling it a significant improvement from the Boston Tea Party. He managed to slip in a reference to him being the King of Canada, a country Donald Trump has referred to as the 51st U.S. state, and the King referred to the upcoming FIFA World Cup and said, in one sense, Mr. President, as heads of state, we are joint hosts.
Earlier, the King addressed a joint meeting of Congress, acknowledging turbulent times, challenging the U.S., the U.K., and the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we meet in times of great uncertainty, in times of conflict from Europe to the Middle East, which pose immense challenges for the international community and whose impact is felt in communities the length and breadth of our own countries.
Today, the royal couple will visit New York City, including the 9/11 memorial. Fierce thunderstorms have swept parts of Texas, sending at least two people to the hospital. Powerful winds ripping roofs off homes, flattening buildings and mineral wells. It's about 45 miles west of Fort Worth. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures narrowly mixed. Right now, the Dow futures are down 11 points. NASDAQ futures up 72. S&P futures 1 point higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5%, while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early, banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. ask29account.com.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an incident on 95 northbound if you're coming up through Camden Yards and up to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's a tractor trailer in the left-hand lane. Right now, the traffic is not having a problem. They're getting by it in the three right-hand lanes. The exit ramp towards Hanover Street is also open, but you'll have plenty of pre-warning there, and the southbound traffic really doesn't see it. But right now, northbound, stay over to the right-hand side. Again today, an accident south of Frederick. They're on the shoulder, though, already on 270 southbound, this time at Route 80, but with a delay coming south of Frederick and working way down towards the Montgomery County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an active day ahead of us with rain, downpours, and even some strong to severe storms possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the upper 60s today. Rain and storms should depart late tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
52 degrees in White Marsh, 55 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBN Maryland News Center. Firefighters battled a three-alarm fire at a roofing supply warehouse in southeast Baltimore on Tuesday afternoon. The fire broke out in the 4200 block of Eastern Avenue at around 3 p.m., and firefighters found heavy smoke and flames coming from the roof of the metal building as they arrived. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says crews battled the fire from outside of the warehouse due to structural stability concerns. Firefighters were able to contain the blaze by around 6 p.m., but crews remained at the scene to watch for hot spots. And a peeping Tom has again been caught on surveillance video outside of a Towson apartment. The resident says early Tuesday morning her security camera alerted her to someone outside of her window at the Donnybrook Apartments, and she says it's happened at least six times over the past few months. Baltimore County Police are reviewing the video and attempting to identify the subject and determine his motive. Residents of the apartment complex can expect an increased police presence and patrol. Last night's winning Maryland and lottery pick 3 was 370. The pick 4, 6617. 605 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The O's and Astros last night at Camden Yards. Here's slugger Pete Alonso before the game.
For me, I think my swing feels good. Just need to get a ball or two to find some grass or maybe a seat.
And here's Pete Alonso then during the game.
Whoa. Pete Alonso out to right field. Some opposite field pop for Pete Alonso. His fourth home run is an Oriole. The Polar Bear shoots one the other way in a hurry.
Evan Brown with the call on Masson. Alonso found the seat. A two-run shot in the fifth, giving the Birds a 5-1 lead on their way to a 5-3 win last night over the Astros. After the game, manager Albernez said the Polar Bear is waking up.
When Pete is right, especially over the years, like he's driving up all to right center field, right field. So it was good to see him stay with his swing and stay with his approach and put a good swing on it.
Game two was scheduled tonight for 6:35 p.m. However, there is rain in the forecast, so definitely stay tuned to follow the weather patterns on that. A bit of an unusual move for the Ravens yesterday, actually two, both involving quarterbacks. The team signing both Diego Pavia and Joe Fagnano, both undrafted free agents to three-year deals. This coming after initially just inviting them to try out. Rookie minicamp begins this Friday the 1st for all of the 11 drafted Ravens, as well as all undrafted free agents. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NCAA tournament expands to 76. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Casey and Company on WCBM 680. I am Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey this morning. Welcome back. here with Kristen for the next from 6 to 9 o'clock. We're in, I believe, until next Tuesday. And today we are bringing you an action-packed show focused really on a simple, very powerful theme here. And the theme for today's show is that real consequences come about for failed political leadership. Today, yes, I have run down a number of stories. Well, every day on Twitter and throughout the news, I come across these stories. And as many of you know, I've spent the last 8 years in the legislature and as a member of the House of Delegates. And I want to bring that perspective to you throughout the show this week. And when you're up close and you're watching these policies get made in Annapolis, you, and many times, some examples, you see exactly what works, but you also see what fails miserably. And too often, especially in Annapolis, what the left does, the Democrats, is they push radical, in some cases, extremely ridiculous ideas. But in many cases, in many examples, they don't always get what they want, yet they still manage to creep it in piece by piece. I mean, they take half a loaf, so to speak, today, and then they come back really tomorrow, slowly but surely, pushing these policies. They may not always get what they want, but they continue to drag our cities and our state in the wrong direction. And I've got plenty of examples today from big government failures, not only at the state and local level, but the federal level and really across the country. And this morning, I do want to zero in on Maryland, as always. Obviously, we are in the state of Maryland, local news here. And I want listeners to call in throughout the show. And the number today for the call-in number, 410-922-6680. Of course, you can email in the station, am680 at wcbm.com. You can also download the WCBM app and text in the station. But what I want listeners to call in throughout the show and just let me know, it's almost like a poll question, what stuck out to you the most for those that are paying attention to the failures of what's going on in Annapolis and the state of Maryland. If you look, what stuck out the most this past legislative session? Now, was it coddling juvenile criminals instead of protecting law-abiding citizens? Is that one of the issues, or the issue that stood out the most? Was it turning Maryland into a full-blown sanctuary state? Was it the fact that we had a bloated $71 billion budget with really no tax relief in sight? Nearly $4 billion more than what we spent last year that needed a $1.6 billion tax increase to balance our books? Or was it the fact that it was just so insignificant, almost pathetic, the relief that they offered for our skyrocketing utility bills? Or was it all the tax and fees and increases from last year that still is crushing your family that stands out the most? I want to know what you have to say, 410-922-6680. But for now, I want to hear from Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I was just thinking all this stuff with this bridge with the governor. I mean, that's job security for Charles. That's all I can say.
Yes, I may get into if I have time, if not tomorrow. Yes, another delay for the Bay, or I'm sorry, yes, the Key Bridge.
Yeah.
On the construction where Governor Moore said it's the fastest infrastructure project in the nation, and yet we're over budget and well behind schedule.
It was going to be done 2028.
Yeah.
Ain't happening. So I guess I'll have to hang around a little while longer and talk about all the stuff. 95 northbound coming up to the Camden Yards area right before the ramp at Hanover Street. Tractor trailer, left-hand lane, plenty of warning there. A couple of the service trucks are there with the arrow boards out. So there's not much of a backup. You have plenty of room to move over, and it's not an issue right now. We'll keep an eye on that. Southbound traffic really can't see it, so it's not a big deal for the traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just got word of a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. We're going to head down and check on that inner loop in Prince George's County near the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox Baltimore Weather Authority forecast. Today, heavy rain at times, unfortunately, even some strong and severe thunderstorms possible this afternoon and evening. High in the upper 60s. It looks like storms move out late tonight. Tomorrow, though, sunny, high in the mid-60s. So, yeah, I'm asking you, what really fires you up the most? What really stands out the most, of course, in a negative light? I mean, is it the coddling of the juveniles? Is it turning Maryland into a sanctuary state? Is it the bloated budget, no tax relief? Is it the fact that they did very little to help you with the skyrocketing utility bills? Or is it just simply that you're not over last year's tax and fee increases, vehicle registration and so on? But, and again, 410-922-6680 is the call. And by the way, we have a very special guest that is joining us at around 8:05. He's made national news in the last week or so. He was a good friend of mine, a former delegate, the current state's attorney in Carroll County. His name is Haven Shoemaker. He's going to come on the show today and tell us exactly why he's made national news. And it stems from the fact that he has said enough. I have had enough with the state of Maryland. And he's leaving. And we're going to break that down. I'm going to peel back the onion on this interview. It's not just going to be, hey, Haven, why are you leaving? No, we're going to really put him to the test on as to why every Marylander should listen and start considering. I don't want people to leave, but the why they should start considering that we need true change. Because when you're losing lifelong residents, people who have actually given up their careers and their livelihoods and their time and effort to help save Maryland have said it's a lost cause. His words, a true lost cause. So, I mean, look, I'm from delegate from North Baltimore County. I love this area. I was born and raised here. My family has been here for generations. I represent areas like the Hereford Zone. I love the Hereford Zone. Phoenix, Maryland, Lutherville, Hunt Valley. I want Baltimore County to thrive. I want Towson to thrive, be safe and successful. I want Baltimore City to turn around. I mean, I want the entire state of Maryland to prosper. But I cannot blame people like Haven Shoemaker who are sitting there saying, I mean, I've given my time, I've tried, but the hell with it, I'm gone. And it's because we can't keep pretending that this is normal. We can't just look the other way while juveniles, talked about Towson, for example, yesterday, beating the hell out of a young individual, 15, 14 years old, on the side of the road on York Road. Can't look the other way. Armed carjackings are happening at the mall in Towson, 3:45, broad daylight. That's why hardworking Marylanders are fleeing the state in droves, whether it's high taxes, that type of out-of-control crime. Now we're pushing these failed sanctuary policies. They don't work anywhere in the country. And are we really, are we supposed to accept this as the new norm? Well, just another violent crime, just another carjacking outside of Macy's. Are we supposed to accept fiscal mismanagement? Well, it's only $1.6 billion in new taxes to fill the budget gap. Oh, it's only a $4 billion structural deficit by 2030. I know, soft on crime, yeah, but we got to look out for these perpetrators as much as we look out for the victims. Now, is that just supposed to become another part of Maryland life? Well, I'm going to do everything I can to stop that. And today on the show, we're actually going to break down how simple policy failures in government lead to very painful consequences. The fact is, leadership is not easy, but a lot of it is timeless principles. They still apply. They apply. I mean, we're in America 250, right? Very timeless, simple principles apply when it comes to leadership from 250 years ago to today. Can't coddle violent criminals. Can't overspend. Can't overtax. Pretty simple. And when government, what we have right now, tries to be everything to everybody, when Democrats are out there patting them, this is what they do in Maryland, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem. They pat themselves on the back, claiming that they're lifting people up, especially some of those less fortunate, what they're really doing in Maryland. what they're ultimately doing is actually dragging down the middle class, and they're driving out the very taxpayers who keep this state afloat. Again, they do it under the guise as they're helping lift people up, but no. What they're doing is dragging all of us down. They're dragging the state down, the future of the state. It is happening under this Democrat supermajority, ladies and gentlemen. But we have an action-packed show, like I said, 410-922-6680. The calls are already lighting up. We're going to get to Nick and Haverty Grace and Dave in Cockeysville in just a moment. When we return, you are listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione here, filling in for Casey and Company in the morning on WCBM 680. We are going right to the calls here with Nick in Haverty Grace. Nick, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, my takeaway from this last session is the fact that I'm blown away that all of these people in the Moore administration and the people in Annapolis still have a job.
Well, yeah, I mean, the governor...
We're going to see in this election coming up. Now, if Moore wins a re-election, we'll know there's absolutely no way he could possibly win a re-election with the state of the state of the union that Maryland is in right now. It's because I believe it has to be rigged. And I would absolutely... I've been saying it for the last 15, 20 years, that we need an independent audit of this state to find out where in the hell the money is going, because it's certainly not going where it's supposed to.
You know what, Nick? Great point. I'm going to have more on that in just a minute. I appreciate the call. Before we go any further, we're going to check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
Looks like there's been a wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway. Not sure which lane yet because the camera is facing north. It's on the outer loop south of Liberty Road and before the bridge at Windsor Mill. We're trying to get the state highway now to turn the camera south. It's in that area of the Beltway where the no shoulders available because of construction. Already the backup is back even beyond the ramp at 795. So we'll try to get a look at that. I see traffic moving down at I-70, so some traffic is getting by, but if it's taking away a lane, that's a bad spot through there. The update on the wreck on the Capitol Beltway, it's on the inner loop at the ramp at Route 50. The main line of the Capitol Beltway is getting by. The ramp traffic, a tractor trailer is involved there in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Heavy rain at times, even strong, severe storms possible this afternoon and evening. High in the upper 60s. When storms move out late tonight, tomorrow, though, looks sunny, high in the mid-60s. Again, that's your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Before we get to Dave in just a moment here, Nick, I think the previous caller in Haverty Grace made a great point when you talk about auditing the state governor, because earlier this year we found out that a state audit showed that 42 government units, think about that, 42 units were exempt from greater oversight, but in those 42 units, they spent a combined $8.5 billion during 2024's fiscal year on non-payroll costs. Think about that. So according to the audit, the 42 units have been given full or partial exemptions to the state's procurement laws, which govern how they can buy goods and services. And this dates back, so it's not all Governor Moore, to 1983. And the units include the University System of Maryland, the Maryland Stadium Authority, as well as the Departments of Commerce and Natural Resources. And according to state law, units must still have their own written rules for procurement, but four did not. The Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency, Maryland State Archives, Maryland Energy Administration are just a few. Yeah, think about that. Again, $8.5 billion not having to follow the state's procurement laws. Unbelievable. Dave in Cockeysville, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Nino.
Good morning.
So, yeah, the auditing, I know about that. I studied that, too. So my purpose for my call was about the lobbying groups that surround the State Circle in Annapolis. Every message that comes out of Westmore's mouth, Van Hollen, Ushefsky, you name it, comes from, the message is cooked up in these lobbying firms, and these lobbying firms are running the state. You're not going to be elected in the state of Maryland if you don't have one of these super lobbying firms, because they are like little banks. They control all the big spenders in Maryland. They have the money right away. So we're not going to fix what's happening. You know, we're talking about it, and I'll probably die talking about what's happening in Maryland, so will you, because it's not going to change, because these dinosaurs are so powerful. They control Maryland, and they control it because they control the money, they control the message. So we keep fighting anyway, hoping to break this grip on Maryland's future. But the lobbying firms have to be watched. They've passed some laws to force them to reveal their sources of funds. They've passed laws that are minimal in the ethics division to show what money, how it comes in. Is it legal or ethical to have it come in like that? And Westmore's been breaking those rules, and Brooke Learman and Derek Davis and Rosa Pepe, and the list goes on. They all break the rules. So we'll just have to keep fighting and hope we can get some victory slowly.
Well, Dave, thank you for the call. I want to go a little further here and mention, so there's no doubt that lobbyists play a role, but they're not all bad. Sometimes they advocate for pro-business policies. I mean, lobbyists do play a role in Annapolis, but what I want to make or differentiate here for Dave, the caller there on the point, is that it's actually, they lobby, but I would say it's the advocacy groups, we call them, that are the bigger problem. And when I say advocacy groups, that's a nice way of putting the left-wing activist groups. That's what they are. And unfortunately, they have an undue influence that is unmatched by anything that normal, everyday Marylanders, conservative Marylanders, just independent Marylanders know. What happens is the voice is echoed in Annapolis in the chambers there by the Casa de Marylands, who is it's nothing more but an illegal alien front group, Casa de Maryland. They are so active in pushing the illegal alien agenda in Annapolis. It's so bad that the actual elected Democrats give them money in the capital budget. There's these radical green groups like the Sierra Club and the League of Conservation Voters. They have too much sway over weak elected officials where they push these radical green policies. The teachers' union is another one. Some of these radical social groups that push the sexual LGBTQF or whatever the hell it is agenda, they all have incredible influence over our elected politicians in Annapolis. That's why they go too far. And in those cases, it's not the lobbyist, it's the activist. And there's a difference there, and it's key. because that is what I just talked about to start the show. They push so far that they can't always make them happy, but they, you start out so far to the left and you just come a little bit back to the center, you still pushed a pretty far left policy. And then they'll tout, oh, we, not everybody got what they want this session. No, the activists just go too damn far and they got a lot of what they wanted. That's what we're up against. The radical activist groups have too much say and power in Annapolis. You're listening to Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, let's check in with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. No injuries are reported after a car crashed into a spa in the Nottingham area. The entire vehicle went through the front of the Acupressure Jasmine Spa in the 7600 block of Bel Air Road at around 6:30 Tuesday evening, causing significant damage. There's no word yet on who was driving the car at the time of the crash, and the incident remains under investigation. And the Baltimore City Department of Transportation is reminding drivers that there will be traffic modifications in place beginning Thursday for the Flower Mart in Mount Vernon. In preparation for the event, some road closures, including parts of Charles and Madison Streets, will begin at 9 a.m. and will remain in effect until 11:59 p.m. Saturday. Transportation enforcement officers will help to keep traffic moving, and all parking restrictions will be strictly enforced. The Flower Mart takes place Friday and Saturday with plants, crafts, food, drinks, music, and of course, lemon sticks, which have been a tradition for more than 100 years. And Fox 45 reports that a D.C. man has been sentenced to life in prison following a violent crime spree that investigators say he committed as a teen, including a murder in Harbor East. On Monday, the Baltimore City State's Attorney announced defendant Quante Spinks, now 20, received a life sentence for the first-degree murder of Antonio Peoples, 36, and the attempted murder of his girlfriend as they waited near the valet on Alisana Street back in September 2024. And shuttered storefronts and recent violence in and around Towson Town Center are fueling new scrutiny of Baltimore County Councilman Mike Ertel after he described concerns about crime at the mall as a perception of crime. And residents week reacted to violent crime in Baltimore County, notably in and around Towson Town Center, as the shopping center faces a growing number of empty storefronts. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
800-676-1090. 800-676-1090. 800-676-1090. That's 800-676-1090.
Rates availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays on the Beltway beginning now even before 795. And again, we're trying to get a look at this vehicle that was either an accident or a broken down vehicle. Outer loop, the report was near the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. The camera is looking at the sign that says Liberty Road, wrong way. Turn it around the other way. We'll get a look and I can tell you exactly what's going on. But in the meantime, the backup is there and it's pretty solid. It's going to affect your ride too from the ramp from 795 on to the outer loop. The other broken down vehicle, northbound I-95 in the city near 395, and that's still crowding the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got an active day ahead of us with rain, downpours, and even some strong to severe storms possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the upper 60s today. Rain and storms should depart late tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's in an enviable position behind the plate with both catchers red hot.
And that ball's absolutely belted out to the right field wall. Basayo turns first, a little bobble by Smith. He's into second standing.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson as both Oriole catchers delivered last night. Bisaio was the DH with that scorcher, an RBI double down the line, and Adley Rutschman behind the plate. Two hits, two runs driven in as the Birds get past the Astros. 5-3 was the final. Rutschman hitting .345 now on the year. Bisaio raising his average 111 points in his last 10 games. Manager Albanez was asked after the game if he had the best catching tandem in the league.
Yeah, I would say it's up there. I definitely, I'm biased, obviously. Get to watch these guys every day, watch them work, and yeah, I'd definitely say we have the best catching tandem. Like I said, I'm biased, but no, they're doing a great job at the plate. Their at-bats have been awesome.
Shane Boz was the winner last night for Baltimore. His first as an Oriole, reliever Andrew Kittredge wiggled out of a bases-loaded one-out jam in the seventh. Elsewhere in baseball, the Phillies fired their manager, Rob Thompson, before last night's game against the Giants. They put Don Mattingly in the hot seat now, and then the team went out and delivered.
Fly ball, right center field, hit well. Gilbert going back. It is off the base of the wall. Two runs will score. Garcia going to second, and he's there standing.
Tom McCarthy had the call in NBC Sports Philadelphia. 7-0 was the final. And a sidebar here, Mattingly's son, Preston, is the GM of the Phillies. So, in effect, Preston is his father's boss. NBA playoffs last night, the Sixers go to their big guy to stave off elimination.
Embiid against Tatum. Holds back. Backs in. Falling away. It's up. It's good. Embiid now with 31. Largest lead of the night for the Sixers.
The great Mike Breen had the call on ESPN. Joel Embiid unstoppable last night. 33 in all. Philly wins game 5, 113-97 over the Celtics, but they trail the series 3-2. And finally, the inevitable. The NCAA announcing yesterday that they're putting the final touches on expanding its men's and women's basketball tournaments from 68 teams to 76. Beginning next year, what's now known as the first four, eight teams playing four games in Dayton, Ohio, would expand to 12 games played by 24 teams at two different sites. The time now is 6:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everybody. Nino Mangione here, filling in for Casey and Company, WCBM 680, the studio email, am680@wcbm.com. I see a few emails coming in. I'll get to in a little bit here. I also want to give you the call-in number again before we return to the phone lines, 410-922-6680. And I'm throwing out the question to our listeners, what really stood out this legislative session? Was it the coddling of juvenile crime? Was it turning Maryland into a sanctuary state? Was it the bloated $71 billion budget with very little tax relief? Again, nearly $4 billion more than last year. The pathetic, well, insignificantly pathetic relief that they offered for our utility bills? Or are you still reeling from last year's tax and fee increases? That's what I want to know, but let's check in, Joseph in Hamden. Good morning.
Good morning, Nino. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Joseph. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, let me give you a little bit here. In 1972, we were going through some of my mother's old stuff when she passed. She paid $8 a month for Baltimore gas and electric bill. $8 a month.
Wow.
And between my gas and electric bill right now, and my water bill is almost $500. And yeah. I'm a senior.
It's devastating. I know seniors are struggling, especially those on a fixed income. You're having, well, I'm hearing all the time about seniors who are just saying, I can't afford to be here any longer. They're moving to Delaware, for example. But I also hear from seniors, Joseph, who are actually very well established and doing well, but they're saying there's no, or have done well, I should say, or somewhat well, and they say, I'm leaving also, and as soon as my grandkids grow up, or as soon as I finally retire, or as soon as my kids, or, you know, they find a job outside, where they're waiting on their kids to find another job, they're leaving also. So there's seniors on fixed income and others that are struggling. What was that?
If I could leave, I would.
That I'm hearing it all the time, and I hate the fact that I keep hearing that.
I'm totally disabled. I'm crippled. So I'm stuck in the situation I'm in.
Yeah, well, that's why I have Haven Shoemaker again coming on at 8:05 today to talk about how he's made national news recently. Just basically telling everybody in the state of Maryland who will listen, he's had enough. But thank you, Joseph, for the call. And you're right, seniors really are feeling it in Maryland. I mean, utilities and taxes, everyday expenses. I mean, they're hit very hard. Again, fixed income retirees, they're not benefiting from wage growth, right? So if there's inflation and rising costs pushed by policy in the state of Maryland, they're leaving. And the ones that I know, a lot of older individuals who have made a lot of money in this state, or a lot of money in with their careers, and they're leaving also because they do not want to see government rob them of their money, then go and waste it on failed policy. Because in many cases, that's exactly what's happening in Maryland. Government waste. I said it before, when government tries to be everything to everybody, and Democrats keep patting themselves on the back, thinking they're lifting up people, lifting up the illegal aliens that swarmed into this state, really what they're doing is dragging down seniors like the gentleman who just called, who worked their whole lives. Doesn't matter if you've made a ton of money, moderate amount of money, fixed income, they're being dragged down, middle-class Marylanders. And that's the thing, we're seeing younger people leave now. That comptroller report, it's all as a result of failed policy, but that comptroller report, and we've seen recently, it's not just older individuals that are leaving the state and fleeing. Now we're seeing young people. And the Democrats, they think they're compassionate. What it is a slow motion disaster of people leaving. And the people footing the bill are leaving when you start the higher earners, when you start increasing their taxes and capital gains surcharge. Ridiculous policy that was pushed last year in the budget bill. Largest tax increase in the state's history. We got a lot to cover today. Matter of fact, there is a UMBC poll that just came out. And it covers Baltimore City and Baltimore County. You're going to want to hear this because really what it says is that the majority of residents in both Baltimore City and Baltimore County say things are on the wrong track. And that trust in government, and rightfully so, is extremely low right now. And part of that is the cost of living, and part of that is crime, and they dominate the concerns. I'm going to break this poll down in just a minute. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic. Chuck, good morning.
Morning. The outer loop, this tractor trailer that's here at Liberty Road with the service truck has been there since 5:30. I saw him early and I thought, well, he's on the right side. He was in the painted out area. Wasn't a big deal. Then apparently there was something on the outer loop. We never saw it. They never turned the camera south down towards Windsor Mill. So we never saw it, but it looks like now that's improving. So if it was a broken down vehicle, maybe a minor incident there at Windsor Mill, that's corrected itself, but that started the backup on the Beltway, which is now back not quite to Reisterstown Road, but pretty close. And then the ramp from 795 to the outer loop as you try to join there. At that point, it's very slow, but it does get better as you're going south to Liberty Road now, and then eventually down towards Route 40 West. That broken down vehicle northbound 95 at Camden Yards is still crowding the left-hand lane. Not a big deal. Plenty of pre-warning there. You'll just stay to the center and the right. And right now, both the tunnels already up to a 15-minute delay and building on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. And today's Fox 45's Weather Authority forecast. Heavy rain and times, even strong, severe storms possible this afternoon and evening. High in the upper 60s with storms moving out hopefully later tonight. And tomorrow it looks sunny with a high in the mid-60s. So John emailed in earlier. It says here, Key Bridge, no contractor. Actually, he's just emailed a couple things. But this is from earlier. Our genius electric chose a governor who just fired the top domestic heavy contractor in the U.S. Who does he think is going to step up and take the fall for his executive incompetence? If only Kiewit Corp had showed up with their campaign donation checkbook when asked, they would still be rebuilding our Key Bridge. Now no one is under contract. Hopefully we'll have time, if not today, tomorrow, to dig into that issue later. But back to what I was talking about, this UMBC poll. So it looks here, the majority of residents, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, they think things are on the wrong track, and the trust in government is very low. The cost of living and crime are probably the two most dominant concerns. And when it comes to core services, schools and courts and infrastructure, they're rated pretty poorly, especially in the city. So let's just look into this here. The direction of the region, 45% think that Baltimore City is on the wrong track. 41% say it's in the right direction. 10% don't know. Well, what I'm really interested in as a member, well, the House of Delegates that represents North Baltimore County, and a candidate, for those of you who do not know, I'm a candidate for the Baltimore County Council. 50% in Baltimore County, according to the poll, think we're on the wrong track. 31% the right direction, 17% don't know. So you have about half of Baltimore County says we're on the wrong track. I'm curious as to what you think. The city isn't far behind, and you know, it's not really just a warning sign there. That's kind of a verdict here. I mean, 50%, half of the people think we're on the wrong track. Optimism about the future. So Baltimore City, 61% of the people are optimistic. That's a lot higher than I would think. But 34% pessimistic. Baltimore County, it's 48% optimistic, 43% pessimistic. So with everything going on, people do believe things can improve. But in the county, I guess you could say optimism really barely holding on there. So trust in government. Here's one for you. 62% in Baltimore City trust government never or only some of the time. Seems about right. I'm surprised it's not higher, to be honest. But 35% trust it most always, or most of the time or always. In Baltimore County, 63% trust government either never or just sometimes. And 32% trust it most or always. So that's roughly two-thirds of residents don't trust their local government to do what's right. And that is almost a complete breakdown in confidence, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. In Baltimore County, 63%. Trust in media, 61% trust news sometimes or a lot. In Baltimore City, it says here in Baltimore County, 55% trust news. 42% little or no trust. So even the media barely breaks 50%. But here's the big one, right? So they were asked about each issue individually. What are the major issues? So in Baltimore City, energy bills, 83% of the people, or they were asked to rate these issues, 83% said that energy bills are a major issue. It's between major, minor, or not an issue at all. 83% major for energy. Poverty and homelessness, 83%. Crime and public safety, 78%. Housing costs, 74%, they said major issue. 74% of them. Roads, 71%. Taxes and fees, 71%. Schools, 69%. So for Baltimore County, the top concerns, again, are the energy bills, roughly about the same. That's 82%. Taxes and fees is 69%. And then crime, public safety, and housing, 67. Roads, 56. Schools, 56. So at the end of the day, we know the cost of living is crushing people here. Over 80% say that the energy bills are a major issue, yet the state did very little to help with that. They've pushed these radical policies that have only pushed us to the brink when it comes to affordable energy in this state. Of course, crime is a top-tier concern, which is why we spent a lot of time, and we may dig into more this week, about what's going on in Towson. And then taxes, housing, basic affordability, they dominate everything. The taxes in the state are out of control. We know that. Housing's so expensive, partially due to the taxes. We have a higher than normal or average property tax rate. The cost for building things, due to some of these ridiculous regulation, make it more expensive. I mean, when the city, 78% say it's a crime is a major issue, you would think it would be a 99% in the Baltimore City. I mean, that state, I mean, that city has led the country amongst some, one of the most dangerous places in the last who knows how many years. Schools, the county say 56% say it's a major issue. Even education. Now, something we spend billions on is seen. And 69% in Baltimore City, but think about that, 69% of the Baltimore City say it's a major issue. We're spending billions of dollars a year, record funding these schools, and it's still seen as a major problem by residents. That's what happens when there's not the accountability that we need from our public officials to manage where the money is going and whether or not there's accountability and actual metrics of success to measure whether or not we need more or less funding. You're listening to Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, we're going to get to the calls. Jeff and Rob and Mike, hold on. When we return, we're going to get to you. Nino Mangione, Casey and Company.
Did you take out a home equity line when rates were low? A lot of people did. Back then, it worked. Now the minimum payment is a lot higher, and in many cases, the available money is gone. So now you're stuck with a line of credit that doesn't work for you anymore. It's just another payment on a budget that's already tight, month after month. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off your current line of credit and eliminate that monthly payment and replace it with a new line of credit without a required payment? You stay in your home, you keep ownership. I know people hear reverse mortgage and they think, that's not for me, so nothing changes. But think about it. This could pay off your current line of credit, give you access to additional money, and remove that required monthly payment. It's worth a look. Call me, and I'll tell you exactly where you stand. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Welcome back, everybody. Nino Mangione filling in with Casey, or for Casey and Company. And the theme today is what happens when politicians push horrible policy. There are real life consequences. I have coming up later today, Having Shoemaker is going to talk about what's pushed him in, or is pushing him out of the state of Maryland. I have stuff out of Chicago that you will not believe. Sometimes the situations leave life and death scenarios because of these failed policies, and you're going to lose your mind when you hear about what just happened in Chicago. But for now, speaking of losing his mind, Chuck Whitaker.
You're right on the money. I just said, if it's Casey and Company, my job is Secretary of the Inferior. You know how it goes.
Inferior indeed.
No doubt about it. The broken down tractor trailer outer loop at Liberty is now gone, cleared from the shoulder area. So it's moving again. Did a little damage here. We had another problem earlier down around Windsor Mill Road. So the west side is really jammed up even before 795. I looked at the camera at 795 at McDonough Road. Very slow there. So if you're coming down from Owings Mills Boulevard, just an extra few minutes trying to then merge on to the Beltway. Inner loop at Green Spring, not bad. A little more traffic now on the Parkville side. Outer loop between Bel Air Road and Providence Road. We're up to 20-minute delays now southbound with the heavy traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. And that tractor trailer is still there in the left-hand lane. 95 northbound near Camden Yards in the left-hand lane. right after the bridge and before the bridge at 395. It's on the left-hand side, room to get by to the right. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45's Weather Authority forecast. Heavy rain at times, even strong severe storms possible this afternoon and evening. High in the upper 60s with storms. They'll be moving out late tonight, and tomorrow looks sunny with high in the mid-60s. Let's go right to the phones. My friend Jeff in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Neo, good morning. When I say what I'm about to say, this is present company excluded. I am Jeff McDonald. I'm running for 42B delegate. If you agree with what I'm about to say, JeffKMcDonald.com, JeffKMcDonald.com. Neo, the legislature is not off the rails. It's a freaking flaming train wreck. Every year, the hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens of Maryland pay their taxes to not only the state, but to the feds. And you're actually, I was stunned when you said earlier in the show that there are 42 agencies within the state of Maryland, one of which is the university system, that does not have financial oversight. My God, don't bury the lead. If that's true, that is downright extortion, fraud, but most importantly, theft from the taxpayers. I mean, is that true?
So, Jeff, I want to be clear here. So there was a roughly $8.5 billion spent by these 42 government units that had less oversight because they're exempt from the standard procurement rules. That doesn't mean that they necessarily have no oversight, but it's less than they're exempt from what would be standard procurement rules. This is dated back to 1983, I believe. So these exemptions have existed for decades, but the audit is saying that stronger oversight is needed now. Now.
Wait. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. That was my thought there.
Why would any entity be exempt from air quotes standard procurement rules? Correct me if I'm wrong. If I win, this will be my first opportunity to serve my fellow citizens. But even if you're buying paper clips, how could you be exempt from the standard procurement rules?
It's a great question, and that's what this audit, an earlier audit. I mean, this is after, so yes, exactly. These exemptions have existed for decades. That's the problem with big government. I mean, that's, and again, this failure goes back a long, long time to have the, I mean, $8.5 billion, Jeff, $8.5 billion without the proper oversight. And that's why we needed a statewide inspector general to look at that. But, Jeff, thank you very much for the call. We'll talk more because I have a few more calls to get to before the top of the hour. Let's go to Rob in Middle River.
Hey, how's it going, bud? Listen, I have a different take on this the problems that are going on in Maryland. And you may not like my answer, but I think the problem, and I call it the double-edged sword, is name recognition. I am blaming the Maryland voter for the problems that we're having. They look at a name, they look at a billboard, they get campaign literature, they go to the polls, oh, I recognize that name, pull the lever, punch the button, whatever they're doing, and vote for the person without knowing anything about them. And I think that name recognition, voter ignorance, is what's killing the state. And it's not just in the state. I think it's nationwide. Voter ignorance, that's the problem.
Rob, I think you make a good point at the end of the day. I mean, you can't keep voting the same way and expect different results in Maryland. Unfortunately, we are getting the policies that we vote for and the consequences that come with them. And, yeah, a lot of times that is incumbency. But, Mike, you're in Towson. Thanks for holding. You have about a minute here.
All right, Nino, your old friend Mike from Towson. Just wanted to say I'm totally disgusted with what's going on in Towson. I agree with Rob. I think it's I'm tired of this taxation without representation in this state, and we're actually, Julie and I are headed down to North Carolina this weekend to look for places to live. So we can't wait to get out of this state as fast as possible. It's, you know, born and raised in Towson, I'm disgusted. The infrastructure in this state, this bridge situation, the incompetence, you know, malfeasance at the state government, and it's driving me nuts. Can't wait to get out. I'm gone. And the crime is just ridiculous.
Mike.
Roads are horrible. My frustration's beyond belief.
No, I understand, Mike, and it's a shame because you're the exact – I know who this caller is. We want guys like Mike around. That's an absolute shame. Nina Mangione filling in for Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Former FBI Director James Comey proclaims his innocence after being indicted for allegedly advocating the assassination of President Trump. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says no one, regardless of status or station in life, can do this kind of thing.
Threatening the life of the President of the United States will never be tolerated by the Department of Justice. Over the past year, this department has charged dozens of cases involving threats against all sorts of individuals. We take these seriously, every single one of them.
Comey's accused of arranging seashells on a North Carolina beach in such a way as to urge the assassination of the president. He posted a picture of it on social media before taking it down. During his first term in office, President Trump fired Comey, who says he's innocent and is not afraid. Yesterday it was Washington. Today we'll find Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla in New York City. They'll meet with first responders and victims' families, the 9/11 memorial.
During his address to Congress yesterday, King Charles reflected on the attacks which took place 25 years ago this September.
We stood with you then, and we stand with you now in solemn remembrance of a day that shall never be forgotten.
The king noted that NATO came to America's aid in the aftermath of 9/11. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mineral Wells, Texas, that's about 45 miles west of Fort Worth, has been slammed by powerful storms that sent at least two people to the hospital, high winds damaging homes and businesses. Gas prices continue to climb, rising to a national average of $4.22 a gallon. That's according to the AAA. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 28 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 102 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just made a ride through Annapolis, and we don't see any problems. Bay Bridge, three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. All the lanes are open. And then from there, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, the lanes are clear. I-97, not much of a backup yet. Just around the ramp area at I-97 at Route 32. Both the tunnels with the heavy traffic south on 95 coming down from Moravia Road. And at last check, 895 was backing up now beyond Pulaski Highway. So again, we're between 20 and 25 minute delays on the southbound side. And now we're looking at the normal delays in and around 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got an active day ahead of us with rain, downpours, and even some strong to severe storms possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the upper 60s today. Rain and storms should depart late tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
48 degrees in Owings Mills and 47 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. WMAR-TV reports that a 70-year-old MDOT employee was killed in a crash in Somerset County on Tuesday. The accident happened around 12:40 p.m. This is the second time in 3 days that a highway worker has been killed in an accident. On Saturday, 40-year-old Robert Dempsey of Ellicott City was pronounced dead after a fatal crash in Prince George's County, per Maryland State Police. According to Maryland State Police, Patel was sitting inside a marked Maryland Department of Transportation Ford Fusion on Route 13, working on a highway maintenance project. And a peeping Tom has again been caught on surveillance video outside of a Towson apartment. The resident says early Tuesday morning, her security camera alerted her to someone outside of her window at the Donnybrook's apartments. And she said it's happened at least 6 times over the past few months. Baltimore County Police are reviewing the video and attempting to identify the subject and determine his motive. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 243, the pick 4, 2563. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. Do you want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120. Or visit them at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. They're my guys. Shane Boz paying off for the Orioles.
Oh. Missed the target of Rutschman, but 99 down the middle, and Harris blinked.
Did he ever? He didn't swing, but he blinked.
Kevin Brown, Jim Palmer had the call on Mass, and Boz broke out the sinker last night. Goes 5 2/3 innings, strikes out 6, and gets the win as the Birds down the Astros. 5-3 was the final. It was Boz's first win as an Oriole.
I feel like just fastball command was good. I felt like I could throw anything in any count. You know, it's just one of those outings where I felt like I could mix really well. And
Boz with 98 pitches last night, 65 for strikes. His manager was impressed.
Yeah, Boz looked great today. He did a good job of getting the cutter going. He did a great job. He had all three fastball shapes going. The cutter, the sinker, and the four-seam. And
Game 2 is tonight, weather permitting, of course, at 6:35. Chris Bassett will take the hill for Baltimore. Ravens news, the team coming away with a pair of tight ends in the draft to replace Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler. The new guys, Matt Hibner out of Michigan, Jose Cuevas out of Alabama. GM Eric DaCosta saying he was set up for success.
Really credit our coaches, Zach and Declan, for really doing a great job getting that tight end board lined up in a really nice way for us to strategize and make sure that we got a couple guys that we really liked, and they weren't necessarily, you know, players that we had to jump into the, you know, first or second or third round to get. But
rookie mini camp begins Friday, the 1st of May. Coming up in 30 minutes, a major leaguer's boyhood dream comes true. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company on WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number, and we've got a packed rest of the show today, and it all comes back down to one main theme for today, and that is the real-life consequences of the failed policies pushed mostly throughout Democrat states, Democrat-run cities, just in general failed policy. And we're going to get to, a little bit later, the horrific story that shows exactly what happens when soft-on-crime policies are pushed, the policy goes too far, who ends up paying the price. That happened, and I have a story out of Chicago. Then you won't believe the mayor. The mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, this guy is the worst mayor in the United States, and there are plenty of bad ones. I just saw this guy's Mondami in New York just came out, said it's a, quote, budget crisis. Yeah, after promising his entire campaign for free stuff, now he's realizing, yeah, it's a budget crisis. Free stuff, just a terrible political ploy to get votes. And again, it's not real life. But what is real life is policy pushed by people like Brandon Johnson, that too often these radical, ridiculous ideas fail miserably. And what happens? Well, in a moment I'll get to Chicago, but we also have what's coming out of Minnesota. Yes, with breaking news yesterday in Minnesota, where government spending and politics and corruption all collide in a way that really should outrage every taxpayer. And then wait till you hear what the Trump administration uncovered involving food stamp abuse. Then, of course, at 8:06, I sit down with Haven Shoemaker after more than 60 years, a mayor of a small town, a member of the House of Delegates, a state's attorney. After 60 years of being a Marylander, 60-plus years, he said, enough is enough, I'm leaving. What pushed him to that decision? Well, you're going to want to hear this interview. All that coming up, and we're asking you, of course, to call in 410-922-6680. What stuck out the most about the failures of this past legislative session in Annapolis? Was it the coddling of juvenile crime? And what you can ask yourself, what issue stands out the most to you also? But this all happened in one session, by the way. Turning Maryland into a sanctuary state, spending billions of dollars more on the budget, $71 billion. Is it the skyrocketing utility bills, which they did very little to address? Or are you just reeling again from the tax and fee increases from last year? Let us know what you think, 410-922-6680. So where should we start? How about, let's get into a little bit here on this Minnesota fraud. This story out of Minneapolis should make your blood boil. We heard this all went viral, right? And it, believe it or not, it's not because of a government watchdog. No, it's not because state agencies doing their job, but it started because of this YouTuber, Nick Shirley. This kid, I can call him a kid now, he's only in his early 20s. He's a hero, he's brave as hell. Wait till we get into this, because I'm going to offer a unique take. You've heard about some of the fraud, but I'm going to tell you how fraud like this is able to manifest itself. Let's check in, though, before we get to anything else with Chuck Whitaker.
We have a new minor wreck from Baltimore County right outside the Beltway, Route 40 West at Winters Lane. I'm not sure if there's a medic unit there or not, but Baltimore County is there. So some flashing lights just west of the Beltway. And as you're coming in from Rolling Road, we're moving over from 695. Looking live here at I-97 at New Cut Road and the traffic heading south towards Benfield with the lanes open. We should start to see the morning buildup now around I-97 at Route 32. Don't see anything major along the BW Parkway early this morning. 20-minute delays, at least the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have heavy rain at times, even strong severe storms possible this afternoon and evening. High in the upper 60s. It looks like the storms are moving out later tonight
And tomorrow looks to be sunny with a high in the mid-60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. I'm talking about this YouTuber, this hero, Nick Shirley, walking into these so-called child care learning centers, Learing centers, you know, remember it was spelled incorrectly. And what did he find? Empty buildings, locked doors, places that didn't even exist. And now, well, yesterday, the video, the FBI, Homeland Security, federal agents, more than 22 raids across Minneapolis. Take a listen to this clip from Fox News.
Now, large-scale raids targeting federal fraud currently underway. Federal agents seen leaving the Quality Learning Center. And Brooke Taylor has more on that and what they're looking for. Brooke, good morning.
Hi, Bill. Good morning. Yeah, we have had a photographer there at the daycare since this morning, capturing video of those federal agents just going in and out of the building, collecting evidence as part of the DOJ's fraud investigation in Minnesota. Take a look at this video here. Sources tell Fox that federal agents are raiding about 22 businesses across Minneapolis this morning. And sources say many of them are tied to Somali-owned operations. All of this comes after that viral YouTube video from Nick Shirley. It was back in December. In that video, he visited different child care centers. And you'll remember they were either closed or there were just no children inside despite receiving state child care funding. Now, the location that you're looking at right now, it's the Quality Learning Center. This is the daycare. It went viral. It blew up on social media because of a sign outside with learning that was literally misspelled. The education secretary at the time claimed that the daycare received $1.9 million while, quote, masquerading as a daycare. And then shortly after that, the Trump administration announced it was freezing child care funding to Minnesota and calling for a full audit of certain daycare centers. And just checking my emails now, it looks like we got a statement from DHS sharing, quote, Homeland Security investigations in cooperation with our law enforcement partners executed criminal search warrants in Minneapolis relating to the rampant fraud of U.S. taxpayers' dollars. And as you could see there, federal agents still outside one of those daycare centers where they have been the last few hours.
All right, this is unbelievable. Let's break this down and let's ask why and how this can happen. So you heard it there. According to the investigators, so these child care centers, they're billing the government, which is billing you, for services that were never provided. So I really want to say this and explain it so it truly lands here. They're taking taxpayer money for children, and the kids weren't even there. And it's not mismanagement. It's not a mistake. It's total fraud and abuse, and it's massive. And this operation, so it's crucial to understand here, targeting this network of these largely, Somali-owned businesses tied to this scheme, and it's happening in a state that had already been rocked by what was hundreds of millions of dollars in fraud, like the Feeding Our Future scandal was one of the examples. But I would say, don't let anybody tell you this is shocking, because it's not shocking, it's predictable. And why is it predictable? Again, it comes down to government and mismanagement. And it's exactly what happens when government gets too big. It gets so big and bloated and so politically protected that nobody is actually watching where the money goes. But here's what you have to understand how this plays out. I've seen it. Here's the playbook. We've all seen it. Child care, right? It's for the children. It's for the vulnerable communities. It's all about helping people. Of course, the minute you question it, you're against the kids, you're the bad guy. So what happens in this case? The money keeps flowing. And once the money flows, what happens? The programs expand. And as the program expands, it becomes harder to track, or the oversight just almost disappears. And I went back to it. I'll go back to the very beginning of the show. I've said it twice now. I'll say it again. What you have is politicians. They pat themselves on the back. You know, they're taking care of these vulnerable communities, taking care of kids. They're writing blank checks to these child care centers. And then you have the useful idiots. Or should I say, I'm not sure. I don't want to. We're waiting. Hopefully these investigations will find whether there is a connection. But you have people like Jacob Frey. This guy is one of the worst out of Minneapolis, the mayor. You have Tim Walz. They come out after the fact. Well, we caught some irregularities. Oh, really? The YouTuber caught it first. That's the problem. But the question that actually really matters here, and nobody really wants to ask it, but we need to get to the bottom, is who knew? Who signed off on this funding? Who ignored the red flags? Who kept the money flowing while these places sat empty? Was it incompetence? Maybe. Was it just blindness because the money was going in to their political friends' coffers? And whether they knew it was total corruption or not, but they took the votes, who knows? Maybe they just didn't want to touch it. Did they know? Let's be very clear, because this is not about just attacking the Somali community, but you have these Somali immigrants coming in here, abusing the taxpayer. They need to go. They absolutely need to go. I'm going to break this down further when we return. Right now, you're listening to Nino Mangione, filling in for Casey and Company.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and the traffic update.
We're looking at 795 southbound. A report of an accident about 10 minutes ago between Franklin Boulevard and Owings Mills Boulevard. It's a little bit slow right here after Franklin Boulevard, so could be something on the shoulder. It's out of camera range at this point, but it's beginning to slow a little bit right here at Franklin Boulevard, so it indicates there is something a little bit further down. It's before Owings Mills Boulevard because the camera there is not showing any problems going south from that point. But they'll be on the lookout. Some brake lights after Franklin Boulevard. Baltimore County has the other wreck on Route 40 West at Winters Lane. That's right outside of the Beltway. 695, yep, all your normal delays. JFX is good. South of Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. 20-minute delays and maybe a little bit longer with the heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast looks like heavy rain at times with even strong severe storms possible this afternoon and evening. We have high in the upper 60s with storms moving out later tonight, and tomorrow looks sunny, high in the mid-60s. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. I just, before we get back to this Minnesota, on a positive note, I just got off the phone a couple minutes ago there with the one and only Jeff Bozell. We're trying to get him live Friday to do have a little fun with the Kentucky Derby and some of his expert picks. Hopefully we'll win. He'll be able to win us all a little bit of money over the weekend. So hopefully Friday, maybe 8:30-ish, we can have Jeff come on. Horse racing expert Jeff Bozell. So, all right, Minnesota, was it incompetence or was it blindness because the money was going into, I mean, you could call it politically sensitive communities, whatever you want to call it, because it deals with child care. People don't want to touch, you know, you can't be against the kids, obviously. It's also the immigrant community. Is that why Waltz and those guys decided to stay silent, or were they in on it? And when it comes to this community, the Somali community, for example, let's be very clear, because I'm not about attacking people who come here legally, do the right thing. As a matter of fact, that's the American story. But if you come into this country, you tap into these taxpayer-funded programs, then you turn around and you scam the system like they did. They should all be prosecuted. No more excuses with this. No special treatment. It is a beautiful sight to see when the power of the federal government goes into their communities like that video I played and is coming down on this fraud. Because if you're here committing fraud on a massive scale, number one, you shouldn't be staying here. You should be gone. You should be either in jail or deported or both. It's just common sense. Because the American people, they're working harder than ever. They're paying more taxes than ever. They're struggling to keep up. And they turn on the news and they see millions, if not billions, being siphoned off, in this case, through fake child care centers. And what they realize and what they're learning is it's not just a policy failure. It's a betrayal. And it's not isolated. You're not paying attention if you think it's isolated, because Minnesota already had the $300 million fraud scandal, dozens of convictions. Now here we are again, different program, same story. And what else and where else is this happening? Is it healthcare? Nick Shirley said, wait till you see some of the fraud in healthcare. What about housing and these food stamp programs? I have a clip we're going to get to in a little bit about the food stamp programs. And this is what happens when government gets too big, too sloppy. Fraud just doesn't happen overnight. And it really just doesn't happen. It spreads. And here's the part what really gets me. When people like Donald Trump, the president, started actually talking about rooting out the waste and the fraud and the abuse. Remember Elon Musk and those guys at Doge? Remember what the hell happened? The establishment went nuts. They screamed. They mocked it. They dismissed it. And now look. Thank God these federal agents are taking this serious. They're raiding over 20 locations in one city alone. Do not tell me this problem isn't real. It's actually, I would imagine, bigger than we could ever have thought. And the problem is massive. The American people are paying for it. So we'll see what happens. The DOJ says they're going to be relentless here. Good. This was deliberate. It sure looks like it. And then people need to go to prison here. And if there were politicians who knew and let it happen, well, they absolutely need to be held accountable. Because it's mainly about the money. but it's also about trust. And stories like this are exactly why Americans are losing trust. They're fed up with it. And it's even worse that these individuals, the Somali community that came in here, they were welcomed to this country. And instead of trying to contribute, they came here and abused. They abused it. Absolutely shameful. Let's hope that the federal government comes down on. Let's hope that they do the investigations. They find out what they need to find out. You're listening to Nino Mangione here, filling in for Casey and Company. More to get to in just a moment, but let's check in with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that the Maryland State Board of Education on Tuesday dismissed an appeal from a parent group claiming Baltimore County Public Schools' $2.5 billion budget was passed improperly. The appeal, filed by the Baltimore County Parent and Student Coalition, followed a Project Baltimore investigation which found one school board member's vote may have been cast improperly. On February 24th, the Baltimore County Board of Education voted 7-4 to approve the fiscal year 2027 budget. Robin Harvey was one of the seven votes which was required for approval. But Project Baltimore found Harvey, prior to the vote, had already registered as a candidate for the Maryland House of Delegates, which appears to be a violation of state law. Maryland Education Code states a Baltimore County School Board member may not be a candidate for local, state, or federal government. Firefighters battled a three-alarm fire at a roofing supply warehouse in southeast Baltimore on Tuesday afternoon. The fire broke out in the 4200 block of Eastern Avenue at around 3 p.m., and firefighters found heavy smoke and flames coming from the roof of the metal building as they arrived at the scene. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says crews battled the fire from outside of the warehouse due to structural stability concerns. Firefighters were able to contain the blaze by around 6 p.m., but crews remained at the scene to watch for hot spots. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And a peeping Tom has again been caught on surveillance video outside of a Towson apartment. The resident says early Tuesday morning her security camera alerted her to someone outside of her window at the Donnybrook Apartments, and she says it's happened at least six times over the past few months. And no injuries are reported after a car crashed into a spa in the Nottingham area. The entire vehicle went through the front of the Acupressure Jasmine Spa in the 7600 block of Bel Air Road. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Looking for the perfect place to host your next party or event? We've got you covered. Our private party rooms comes fully equipped with a sound system and big screen TVs, perfect for celebrations, meetings, or presentations. Plus, enjoy our outdoor space with a fire pit, live music stage, and even a kids' playground. Hosting at home? No problem. Sol Oaxaca offers full catering and easy carryout options. Just search Sol Oaxaca Bel Air, S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A, for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air, and let's make your next event unforgettable. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning backup has arrived now. I-97 southbound at Route 32. It's even backing up about halfway back to Benfield Boulevard. So very heavy there. If you're coming down from Millersville, you're coming out of Gambrels, and you're working your way towards Annapolis, that's the backup that's there every day right at that merge. It gets better after the bridge at 178. Everything else to Annapolis right now is in the clear. JFX is still okay. All your normal delays at both the harbor tunnels this time of the morning, 2020, a 5-minute delay southbound, and the Beltway with the normal backups out there as well. Bel Air Road all the way around through Delaney Valley Road, the Interloop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got an active day ahead of us with rain, downpours, and even some strong to severe storms possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the upper 60s today. Rain and storms should depart late tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Nice team win for the Birds last night at Camden Yards, headlined by a big fly from the polar bear.
Pete Alonso out to right field. Some opposite field pop for Pete Alonso. His fourth home run is an Oriole. The polar bear shoots one the other way in a hurry.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Alonso finding the seats. A two-run shot in the fifth, giving the Birds a 5-1 lead on their way to a 5-3 win over Houston. Adley Rutschman's two hits, two runs driven in. Sam Bisaccia with an RBI double in support of Shane Boz, who won his first game in an Oriole uniform. Manager Albernaz in the postgame crediting his pitcher.
That's a grindy lineup. I mean, that's up and down. Like Matthews put a great swing in that ball. It was like 109 and change on that homer. Like, they're a deep lineup team. And
Andrew Kittredge wriggled out of a bases-loaded one-out jam in the seventh to preserve the lead. Ryan Helsley a perfect ninth for the save. Now, tonight is iffy with rain heavy at times. Forecast for later. If the game happens, it'll be Chris Bassitt taking the ball, looking for his first win tonight in an Oriole uniform. With Jordan Stout pilfered by the Giants, the Ravens drafted a punter for the fourth time in team history, selecting Ryan Eckley out of Michigan State. A record-setting career for Eckley, leading the FBS with a 48.5-yard average, finishing with a Big Ten record 47.6-yard career average. And he fills another key need for the Ravens as well.
And the nice thing I think about, you know, Ryan is not only is he an excellent punter, but he's probably the best holder in the draft, which is really important.
Stout was the holder for the Ravens last year. NBA last night in San Antonio, the big guy was dominant again.
Wembanyama's also got 13 rebounds and 4 blocks to go with those 17 points. Oh my goodness! Spiked into the 15th row. Even his dad says, wow!
Call was on ESPN. Victor Wembanyama, 17 points, 14 rebounds, 6 blocked shots last night. The Spurs close out the Blazers 114-95. And finally, how about this? As a kid growing up in Mars, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Pittsburgh, Cardinals rookie second baseman J.J. Weatherholt was a huge Pirates fan, had his birthday parties at PNC Park. Well, Monday night, Weatherholt had a party of a different kind.
Swing! Center field, at the track, at the wall, J.J. Weatherholt ties it up. Welcome home, rookie.
Chip Carey had the call on Cardinals TV. Weatherholt's family and friends were there to celebrate what would turn out to be a 4-2 St. Louis Cardinal victory. The time now is 7:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everybody. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company, 410-922-6680. In a moment, we are going to get to two stories out of Chicago. And these two stories illustrate exactly why every time you go to that voting booth, you have a decision to make. And are you going to vote for chaos? And in some cases, situations that have deadly results. Are you going to vote for race-baiting politicians, like the mayor of Chicago, or are you going to vote for competence and policy? Decisions matter in politics. Leadership matters. And there are consequences for your act, for political actions. And that's been the theme of this show.
which is also why we have Haven Shoemaker coming up at 8:06 today to talk about how the results of the policies in Annapolis from Maryland Democrats are pushing out of lifelong resident of over 60 years. But before we do anything else, what's amazing about radio is Bob is calling in the station all the way from Germany. Bob, good morning. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Mr. Mangione. I've been listening to WCBM, oh my God, it's got to be 40 years at least. I used to be Bob from Highlandtown, but 22 years ago I moved over here. But I still listen to you guys on the internet radio, and I wouldn't miss it for anything.
We appreciate it.
A while ago you said that you thought it was a beautiful thing that you saw the federal government coming down on these scams in different parts of the country. And I agree with you 100%, but I think it's not as beautiful a thing until I see a perp walk. These characters, they go through the investigation, and everybody thinks that everything's going to turn all right, and the bad guys are going to pay the price. But somehow they always find a way around, and the next thing you hear is no charges or charges have been dropped, and they're gone. It's not a beautiful thing, Mr. Mangione, until we see people going to jail. And going to jail for a long time, not in one door and out the other. But other than that, I agree with you 100%.
Well, Bob, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% as well, because that is a point well taken. The fact is, yes, maybe I should have elaborated a little further there. We do need to see people with some, there has to be real consequences here. I mean, this fraud looks to be in the billions of dollars, and what I basically tried to say there is the video. Now, I played the audio of the clip, but the video shows the enormous strength of the government coming down on them, and it looks like they were raiding some of these centers, and you had the officers in their vests, you had the SUVs. So it looks and appears, and according to the DOJ, that they're going to be relentless in this pursuit of justice. And let's hope that you're exactly right, because if there are people that are guilty in this fraud, and thank you for the call, Bob, they absolutely, you're right. It can't just be another just display. It has to actually be a case where justice is served. And there are serious consequences. And just a reminder, coming up at 7:45, choose your shocking news. We need a contestant, 410-922. Call in if you want to play. So I'm going to tease. We'll start off this story, and hopefully I'll have time to get to it before we play choose your shocking news. But this is another topic. Ladies and gentlemen, this topic, this has deadly consequences. And this is what happens when we fail to act. This is what happens when political leaders refuse to impose real consequences again, like we were just talking about, but this time for violent crime. And this is what happens in a situation here where judges are either too soft or too damn foolish to do their job. It's not just bad policy. This story, what I'm about to read, this is a dereliction of duty. And because of it, people die. It's no exaggeration. This story out of that just happened in Chicago. A man already on pre-trial release for armed robbery was in custody. He had a hidden gun under a blanket. And what did he do? Well, he pulls it out and opens fire. He murders a police officer, shot another, and then tried to run. Wait till you hear what I'm about to tell you. But let's check in with Chuck Whitaker in traffic. Chuck.
Yes, sir. I'm ready. Are we doing the bit?
The traffic update, and then we'll get into the Choose Your Shocking News.
All right. Threw me a curveball. I wasn't ready. I was too busy looking at something. Now, let's regroup. We're brought to you as a service of the Mid-Atlantic Mushroom Company. They're in Essex, 895 northbound. No delays this morning.
coming into Shell Road and up to the Toll Plaza northbound at Child Street. No problems there, but we are backed up southbound on 895 all the way back to Moravia Road. 95 southbound also backed up to Moravia Road. And again, that's pretty much the normal delay every day now with the Key Bridge, which has been down for a while and going to be down for a while. So now the backup's 25 minutes, maybe even 30 minutes now for the southbound side. JFX still okay. You'll see the heavy traffic from a couple of earlier problems. Route 40 West at Winters Lane. The accident was on 795 after Franklin Boulevard was on the shoulder. And that was the reason that they were slowing just a bit through that area. But the pace is not bad. Gone back up here now to look at it live. And it's overall not too bad going down through Owings Mills Boulevard. The Mid-Atlantic Mushroom Company is having their spring bash this Saturday beginning at 9 with arts and crafts, candles, jewelry, bakery items, and food trucks. Plus, you can sample their tasty mushrooms. Stop by, visit, and like their Facebook page. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck, for waking up from your nap and with the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45's Weather Authority forecast today. Heavy rain at times, even strong, severe storms possible this afternoon and evening with the highs in the upper 60s. Looks like storms move out later tonight and tomorrow. Sunny, high in the mid-60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. And again, we're looking for a contestant to play Choose Your Shocking, or wait, Fake News. That's the old way of going about it. Choose Your Fake News, 410-922-6680. So we'll give you a couple seconds to call in. And playing today, of course, again, Chuck Whitaker. We have Maggie Hunter in studio. Kristen, the expert. Somebody said you had one of the highest winning. Who's the guy who calls in and says you have the highest winning percentage?
I pay him. He's on my playlist. So, hang on. I think we might have.
We might have a caller. We'll hold on the line. Yep. Actually, this is a tough one I have today, Maggie. So you better pay close attention.
I'm doing my best, but please don't go first to me, please.
Well, Maggie, you're first. Now we'll see what the caller wants to do. Is this assuming they are calling to play? I believe they are.
Take a nap till you're ready.
All right, Chuck. Well.
I'm old.
Hey, you're stealing the
mic. All
right,
well, here we
go.
We're going to, I guess it looks like, let's see.
We are in the process of screening.
Contestant. All right, there we go. I'll get started now. And is it Aviva? Are you there? Are you with us? Aviva.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Perfect. Aviva in Owings Mills is calling. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go second.
All righty. She's going second, so that means we'll go with Kristen first and then Chuck, and we'll let you go last, Maggie.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Listen closely here. First story, choose your fake news. King Charles III on Tuesday joked that the British once made their own small attempt at real estate development of the White House when he was with President Trump. And he said during the War of 1812, when the British forces set the White House on fire, Charles was commenting on the demolition of the East Wing of the White House, where President Trump wants to build a $400 million ballroom. Story number two, opening day at Six Flags, St. Louis, ended early on Saturday with police on the scene. They were called after multiple brawls involving as many as 1,000 people, most of whom were juveniles, broke out at the park. This particular amusement park is one of seven properties that were recently sold by the main Six Flag company to a new owner, Enchanted Parks, and there was apparently a need to set the tone early with the new ownership. And finally, listen to this story. A German tourist has died after a venomous cobra featured in a snake show reportedly slithered up his pants and bit him on the leg. It says the freak accident occurred early in April at a luxury resort destination in Egypt. It says according to the Bavarian State Police in Germany, quote, during the snake charmer's performance, one of the snakes crawled into the trousers of a 57-year-old man, resulting in a bite to the German tourist's leg, officials said.
Or you're just glad to see me.
All right. You know what? Forget. All right, story number one, King Charles makes the joke about burning down the White House. And story number two, the juveniles fighting to shut down Six Flags. And story number three, tourist dies after snake bite. So we'll go with Kristen. There we go.
All right. Usually I'm the royal expert here, but I didn't get to hear the whole speech from King Charles yesterday. But there were a lot of jokes on both sides, but I don't know if he made that one. So I'm going to say number one.
All right, Chuck. Or I'm sorry, Aviva, you're number two.
I'm going to go because I don't think...
You broke up a little bit. Say that again.
I'm going to have to go with number two. I think that's true.
You said number two?
Yeah.
Okay, number two. Penny?
I am going to go with number one as well. I haven't... But I'm not complete on that story myself, but...
And, all right, number one for Penny, and then, or Mackie Hunter over there, and then Chuck, what do you say?
One, please.
All right, story number one, King Charles did, in fact, make that joke.
No.
That is a true story.
Wow.
Story number three, unfortunately, is also a true story, and Aviva is correct. The opening flags, the fight and the brawl did take place, but it was not 1,000 juveniles, it was 100 juveniles. So I made that extra tough. Of course, was you know, fooling Chuck's not exactly.
Now we get it.
So Aviva, hold on the line. You are the winner today. We appreciate you playing. Thank all you others for trying. We'll be back in just a moment.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
All right, that construction area, like we always say, they continue to work here during the rush hour. They don't work overnight, but they work during the rush hour. Northbound 95 at Harford County at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker. So we're losing Lothan Lane there. Two lanes are getting through. It's almost a mile rolling type backup on the northbound side. More of an inconvenience than anything else. After that, towards Bell Camp and out towards the Cecil County line, the lanes are open on 95. There's a new wreck downtown near the casino, Russell Street and Bush Street. The wreck on Route 40 coming in from Rolling Road and just outside the Beltway is at Winters Lane. A couple of lanes are blocked at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today, heavy rains at times, even strong severe storms possible this afternoon and evening. High in the upper 60s with storms moving out later tonight. And it looks like it's going to be sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So, coming up at 8:06, we have Haven Shoemaker talking about why, after 60 years in Maryland, he's seen enough. But now I'm going to return back to this story I mentioned. It's a dereliction of duty. This is a deadly consequence of failed policies, both from a legislative perspective, going soft on crime, a dereliction of duty of a judge. This has happened in Chicago. A man who was already on pretrial release for armed robbery was in custody. He then went on, he murders a police officer. He shot another. He tried to run. The officer killed was a man named John. I don't have all the details of the story right in front of me. I don't have the article. But basically what happened, he kills a police officer named John Bartholomew, 38 years old, Chicago police officer, a family man. And you really just, you have to let that sink in for a moment. A brave, heroic law enforcement officer is dead. But the part about this story I want to emphasize is that this is not some unpredictable, unavoidable tragedy. Because this was a violent criminal who should have never been out. And he was allowed back on the streets. And here is the part that should enrage every single person listening right now. This suspect wasn't some time first offender. This wasn't just a mistake or bad luck. This was a pattern. A long, violent, escalating pattern of a thug, a violent thug who in 2017, armed robbery, 2018, armed robbery and kidnapping, 2021, weapons conviction, 2023, stolen vehicle, assaulting an officer, 24, battery, 25, armed robbery and hijacking, and at the time of the murder, he was already out on pretrial release for another armed robbery case. Think about that. Over and over again, violent crime, using a weapon, escalation, still released, still given chance after chance, still put back on the streets. And what is the result? Well, in 2026, murder. And this is what happens when the system breaks. And this is what happens when politicians push policies that prioritize criminals over victims. This is what's happening when judges stop actually being arbiters of justice and start acting like the social workers for these violent offenders. We knew the risk. If you're committing armed robbery, by the way, you're pointing a gun at innocent people. You're demonstrating right then and there that you're willing to kill. And it's not complicated and it's not controversial to say we're not going to stand for that. As a society, you're going to get locked up for a very long time. It's just the reality. If you're pointing a gun at somebody, you may likely use it. And this individual in Chicago, after years of violent behavior, was still walking free. Still able to get a gun, still able to pull the trigger. And now an innocent police officer, a man, is dead. Yeah, the judges need to be held accountable. There needs to be real accountability here. You make decisions to release these violent offenders, and then they go out and kill someone. That decision has consequences, and right now too many people in positions of power make those decisions. There's zero accountability. I mean, this is a wake-up call, or should be a wake-up call. And the police in Chicago were saying, basically, this is an outrage. They know that this should have never been allowed to happen. But we've seen this before, time and again. Violent repeat offenders being allowed to walk the streets, whether it's Chicago, whether it's Baltimore. It's easier politically to just say, we got to look out for the victims, too. But they go too far. I see it on the Judiciary Committee all of the time this past session. I mean, I'm against it, but it certainly fits their narrative of, you know, being soft and compassionate. Well, until someone gets killed. And it's too late. And it didn't have to happen. We don't have to live like this. The system should not be allowing these repeat offenders to be released, these violent repeat offenders. And they want to talk about it being compassionate. Well, it's reckless. It's costing lives like Officer Josh Bartholomew. But we know this is not the first time. But unfortunately, it won't be the last. It won't be the last. And if I have time after our interview coming up with Haven Shoemaker, I'm going to talk about the mayor of Chicago and his outrageous racist statements. Nina Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. We'll be back.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. He says he is innocent and unafraid. Former FBI Director James Comey indicted. This stems from his posting of a photo on social media and what that photo is said to represent.
Last year, Comey posted a beach photo of seashells in the shape of the numbers 8647. 86 is slang for get rid of, and administration officials asserted that Comey was advocating the assassination of Donald Trump, the 47th president. At the time, Comey said it was simply a political message, and he deleted the post. The indictment is the second criminal case the Justice Department has brought against the former FBI director. Greg Clugston, Washington.
First responders and victims' families meet today with Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla, the 9/11 memorial in New York City. Yesterday, the King addressed a joint meeting of Congress, speaking of the ties that bind the U.S. and the U.K.
From the bitter divisions of 250 years ago, we forged a friendship that has grown into one of the most consequential alliances in human history.
Last night, it was a state dinner honoring the royal couple at the White House. Iran's national currency has hit a record low of 1.8 million to 1 U.S. dollar as a shaky ceasefire with the U.S. and Israel holds, and as the U.S. blockades Iranian ports. Economists warn the fall of the currency, the rial, is likely to further fuel inflation already raging out of control in Iran. Secretary of War Hegseth about to face questions at a congressional hearing for the first time since the Iran war began. Today's hearing before the House Armed Services Committee will focus specifically on the administration's $1.5 trillion military budget for 2027. The Dow futures down 4 points, NASDAQ futures up 83 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house. It's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming up the BW Parkway from 197 towards Route 32, there's a report of an accident now at Route 32. There's no camera working right there, but the report is it is blocking a lane. The backup not quite to 197. We'll keep an eye on that, but definitely a heads up. Then the accident downtown near the casino on Russell Street at Bush Street. Baltimore County was still working at the wreck at Route 40 West at Winters Lane, right outside of the Beltway. 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got an active day ahead of us with rain, downpours, and even some strong to severe storms possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the upper 60s today. Rain and storms should depart late tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
54 degrees in Reisterstown and 57 in Pasadena at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation says the intersection of East Pratt and President Streets will close overnight this weekend for resurfacing work. The work is scheduled to start at 9 p.m. Saturday, weather permitting, and it will remain closed until noon on Sunday. During the closure, the following detours will be in effect and local traffic will be maintained for area businesses and garages. Officials say the Charm City circulators, green and orange routes will be affected by the closure, along with some MTA bus lines. And Fox 45 reports that a D.C. man has been sentenced to life in prison following a violent crime spree that investigators say he committed as a teen, including a murder in Harbor East. On Monday, the Baltimore City State's attorney announced defendant Quante Spinks, now 20, received a life sentence for the first-degree murder of Antonio Peoples, 36, and the attempted murder of his girlfriend. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 370, the pick 4, 6617. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Lots to dissect from last night's O's 5-3 win over the Astros at Camden Yards. Timely hitting from the big three, Alonso, Basayo, and Rutschman. A home run and all five driven in there. And then there was Shane Baz on the hill. 5 2/3 of one-run ball, a win, and his best start as an Oriole.
Just challenging him and trying to mix it up the best I could. So, yeah, it worked out. Rutsch called a great game, too.
Rutschman then returning the compliment to his pitcher, Shane Baz.
Yeah, I thought he was really attacking tonight. Did a great job mixing both breaking pitches, both fastballs, and I thought it was super competitive all the way through and thought he pitched really good.
Game two was questionable tonight with the potential for heavy rain downtown in the forecast. With Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler going to the Giants and Chargers, respectively, the Ravens were on the hunt for tight ends in last week's draft, so GM Eric DaCosta came up with two, the first of which was Matt Hibner out of the University of Michigan.
He's really evolved, tested really, really well at the combine. His numbers are off the charts. Really, really explosive, a great jumper, really good ball skills. Had an awesome year as a receiving tight end. We think he's going to emerge as a blocker as well.
Head coach Jesse Minter was familiar with Hibner from his days as D coordinator at Michigan. And finally, another betting scandal uncovered in college basketball. Two ex-Fordham players have been permanently banned by the NCAA over an alleged game manipulation betting scheme. Elijah Gray and Will Richardson, allegedly connected to known bettor and former NBA player Antonio Blakeney, charges stemming from a game in 2024. A $10,000 bet was placed on Fordham to lose. Gray said he reconsidered the deal and gave his normal effort. Fordham ended up winning the game. Coming up in 30 minutes, what it's like to get the call of a lifetime. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest
interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back, everybody. Nino Mangione here, filling in for Sean Casey. Casey and Company, I'm going to be in all rest of the week, and I'm in, I believe, Monday and Tuesday. So on the line with us, we have a very special guest. And today on the show, we've been breaking down how this theme of the show is how simple policy failures lead, in many cases, to very painful consequences. And when government, I said this earlier, tries to be everything for everybody, it absolutely always fails. And in Maryland, I said when Democrats go around and they try to push these policies and then pat themselves on the back where they think are lifting people up and lifting up, and I mean, look at the illegal alien community in Maryland, for example. They think that they're lifting up the less fortunate, but what they're really doing with their policy, as we've seen time and time again, is dragging down, whether it's the middle class, they're driving out, whether it's wealthier taxpayers, seniors who can't afford it that are on a fixed income, they're actually pushing out the very taxpayers who keep this state afloat. And today, the very special guest with us now joining us is one of those individuals. He happens to be my friend. He's a lifelong Maryland resident. He spent decades working local state government, including serving as the current Carroll County, the state's attorney there. And he was a colleague in the House of Delegates. His name, my friend, welcome, Haven Shoemaker, to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Nino. Good to be on with you.
It's always great to hear from you. And you are one of those individuals that is being pushed out. And here's the thing. You've built your career in public service. I mean, you've had a big focus on law enforcement and criminal justice. You're an attorney. You've lived here over 60 years in Maryland, long legal career as well. And you announced not only are you not seeking another term for a position that you won pretty convincingly, you're beloved in your dear Carroll County, which, by the way, if you were going to stay anywhere, I think you mentioned you would stay in Carroll. Carroll County is a great place. But,
yes.
Haven, I believe we have you for the next hour, so I'm really going to try to peel back the onion here. I want to start off. So you're leaving. You're a conservative guy, lifelong conservative Republican. So what would you say? People are, okay, so a soon-to-be-retired 60-year-old Republican guy said he's had enough with the Democrat state. How do you respond?
Well, I mean, you know,
it's worse than that.
I don't believe that Republicans are the only ones who are fleeing this state in droves. I mean, I think the tax policy in Annapolis, which has made Maryland entirely unfriendly from a retirement standpoint, you know, that affects everybody. It affects Democrats. It affects unaffiliated. It affects Republicans. So, I don't believe for a minute it's just Republicans who are leaving. However, I mean, you know, the social policies that Annapolis has enacted, you know, over the last few years in particular, certainly draw the ire, I guess, of Republicans more so than Democrats. And it's a whole combination of things, Nino. Their tax policy, you know, to say that they spend in Annapolis like drunken sailors is an offense to drunken sailors.
Yes, just hold that thought, Haven. That's exactly why I wanted you to come on and offer this type of insight. But before we get back to Haven Shoemaker, Carroll County State's Attorney, let's check in with a traffic update with Chuck Whitaker.
All right, southbound I-97, That's the normal delay coming down from Benfield. You get into the merge at Route 32. So right there where the Millersville traffic comes down, traffic from Gambrels and Odenton, they all come together right there. After the bridge at 178, the pace is good. And then we're fine through Annapolis. Haven't seen any problems at all between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. You might still see a couple of vehicles on the parkway northbound on BW Parkway. The accident was near the ramp at Route 32. All the normal delays still out there on the Beltway. We're still sitting between 20 and 25 minutes with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today, heavy rains at times, evening with some strong, severe storms possible. And it looks like a high in the upper 60s where the storms will move out later tonight. And tomorrow, we're looking at sunny high mid-60s. That's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. So, Haven, real quick here, we have a segment. I know you love history. I know you love America. It's called America 250. So hang tight for a second. I think you'll like this little hymn here. Kristen, let's play our national anthem. America 250th year. Here we have our America 250 moments. April 29th, 1945, the U.S. Army troops liberated Dachau, the first Nazi concentration camp. Over 30,000 prisoners were freed, a powerful reminder of the American sacrifice and fight against evil in World War II. 1974, Nixon releases the Watergate tapes. And in 1985, Space Shuttle Challenger launched one mission, STS-51B, carrying scientific experiments and advancing American space exploration capabilities. The mission demonstrated the shuttle program's versatility in conducting orbital research and satellite deployment. Those are our America 250 moments of the day, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you have ever dreamed of achieving the perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
All right, we are back. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. Thanks for your patience there, Haven. We have Haven Shoemaker, the Carroll County State's Attorney. Haven, you made national news, by the way, and it's for all the wrong reasons, of course, unfortunately. That's because the state of Maryland pushing out a lifelong resident like yourself. You made a great point. It's not just because of you being a Republican, but the Democrats this session, Haven, I know you weren't there, were blaming, and last session as well, blaming Donald Trump for the issues facing Maryland. What do you think about that?
Well, I can tell you, it wasn't Donald Trump that drove Maryland's spending policies. It was Maryland's kowtowing to the teachers union when they passed Kerwin back in 2021, which is, you know, has driven Maryland over the fiscal cliff, you know, a $33 billion spending boondoggle, specifically calculated, you know, to sugar up the teachers union and pay them like architects, which is what they said when they passed that bill back in the day. And those chickens are coming home to roost, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump, but it has everything to do with why it is that you know, after they just raised taxes like $1.6 billion, what, last year? Just last year? They're already looking at a similar structural deficit for next year after the election. So they're going to have to go back to the taxpayers and shake more money out of their pockets. And it's just, you know, it's insane.
Yeah, Haven, it's not Donald Trump who created the $4 billion structural deficit by that's expected in 2030, nor is it Donald Trump's fault that we lost our AAA bond rating for the first time in 30 years, nor is it Donald Trump's fault, for example, the juvenile bill that they just passed to coddle these juvenile criminals, which I know is one that you can touch on from an inside perspective dealing with this issue.
Well, I mean, the criminal coddling that happens in Annapolis, it gets ratcheted up every single year. I saw it when I went to Annapolis as a delegate back in 2015, and I was amazed at how, you know, every single year they would reduce mandatory minimum sentences, they would reduce crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. They would make offenses that had never been expungible, eligible for expungement. You know, it's just the juvenile reform legislation that they passed, and they doubled down this year by hampering state's attorneys' abilities to charge juveniles in adult court who have committed, you know, heavy duty stuff. You know, it, now that all has to start in juvenile court, and it, you know, it's just every year it's something.
So Haven, hold that thought because I want to keep you on here. We're just going to have to take a quick break, and then we're going to touch on, let you finish your thoughts and a couple other lowlights in Maryland I'm going to point out that I want you to comment on.
Sure.
Nino Mangione, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
This is Scott Jennings. Join me every weeknight at 9 as my mission is to arm you with common sense, crush liberal narratives, and help shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Nino Mangione, filling in for Sean Casey, Casey and Company. Let's check in with a traffic update and Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway at Haven Street, that's over on the east side. couple of vehicles are involved. A lot of traffic there on Route 40 and on Pulaski Highway, so watch for that. The morning construction zone, these guys work during the rush hour. They block a lane northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. So if you're heading north, 76-mile marker, we're losing the left-hand lane. Almost a mile rolling back up through there. All the normal stuff is still out there on the Beltway, and we still see all this heavy traffic south, not breaking up at all. Just a lot of heavy traffic south, both on 95 and 895 into both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have heavy rain at times, even strong, severe storms possible this afternoon and evening. High in the upper 60s, where the storms will move out later tonight. And tomorrow looks sunny with a high in the mid-60s. So I'm joined by the Carroll County State's Attorney, Haven Shoemaker, who's made national news because, well, he said Maryland has gone too far. See you later. I'm out of here. But, Haven, I want to bring up another point to you. Is that these policies, I mean, you are around retirement age, although you have the youthfulness of some of the young politicians in Annapolis, but you are you are of retirement age. But what we found out is that it's a lot of younger people fleeing in Maryland also, and that is a huge problem. And some of the reasons may be because Maryland ranks number 46 or 47th overall in the tax competitiveness. It's one of the least friendly tax states in the country. We have a high income tax with both statewide and the county taxes on top of that. We have one of the highest gas taxes in the state, 46 cents per gallon. We tried to address that when you were in Annapolis, and we've tried to address it just this past session. But at the end, some of the most expensive vehicle registrations fees in the country. So we're losing people of all ages for many different reasons.
Yeah, and it seems like the folks who support these progressive, which are really regressive tax policies that emanate from Annapolis, there are like the teachers unions and folks on the public dole, of course, and government workers. Maryland has been entirely too reliant on government workers for a long time. And, you know, we reap what we sow by relying so heavily on those, you know, three groups of individuals. And yeah, young folks are leaving too, you know. And who can blame them? Who can blame them at this point?
Yeah, well, what's really striking here is this comptroller report I'm sure you've seen, where it says that 2.3 million people left Maryland from 2010 to 2023. Again, that's 2.3 million. We're 164,000 left in just the year 2022, Haven, and they took over $10 billion in income. Where our former colleague, the current comptroller, Brooke Learman, she called it a calamity. What's amazing to me, Haven, I've loved to hear what you have to say, is this calamity was actually created by the very Democrat supermajority, which she was a part of, and the only people that apparently can get us out of this, the calamity that was created by the Democrat supermajority, is the Democrat supermajority that always tries to take credit for fixing things that they themselves created.
Yeah, exactly. And they won't fix it. I don't see any hope on the horizon, which is another one of the reasons why I'm bailing at the end of my term, because all they do is with these policies, they pander to their ultra woke, ultra progressive base, and that, frankly, that's all they care about. And it's sad because, you know, Maryland has been a great state. It has so much to offer, and it's just a complete mess at this point.
Well, yeah, you say not fix the problem. You have no confidence that they will. Well, just this past session, what did they ultimately do? I mean, they coddled the juvenile criminals, as we discussed. They turned Maryland into basically a full-blown sanctuary state.
It absolutely is a sanctuary state. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and then they passed a massive $71 billion budget that went up almost $4 billion more than it was before. The utility rates are skyrocketing. Yeah.
I don't understand that, Nino. How does Maryland require a $71 billion budget when just our north up in Pennsylvania, a much larger state, spends what, 50?
I believe it was roughly 17 billion or more, somewhere around those more is the last time I looked that stat up, how much less they spend. Maybe a little more, maybe even be more than that. And they have double the amount of people in Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah, they have 12 million people up there.
And yet they're spending almost 17 or more billion dollars less. We are paying more, Haven, and we're getting less.
Yeah. And again, a big chunk of that you can attribute to Kerwin or the blueprint, whatever it is that you want to call it. That is a big driver of what Maryland spends.
Well, Haven, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. I wish you well. I know, you have some packing to do in the next, I guess, once you finish up as Carroll County State's Attorney. You do a great job. We're going to miss you, but I wish you the best, and I hope to see you around, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, Nino. It's always great to be with you.
Thanks, Haven. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey, and let's check in with Maggie Hunter in news.
Thank you. Good morning. Firefighters battled a 3-alarm fire at a roofing supply warehouse in southeast Baltimore on Tuesday afternoon. The fire broke out in the 4200 block of Eastern Avenue at around 3 p.m., and firefighters found heavy smoke and flames coming from the roof of the metal building as they arrived. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says crews battled the fire from outside of the warehouse due to structural stability concerns. Firefighters were able to contain the blaze by around 6 p.m., but crews remained at the scene to watch for hot spots. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And a peeping Tom has again been caught on surveillance video outside of a Towson apartment. The resident says early Tuesday morning her security camera alerted her to someone outside of her window at the Donnybrook Apartments, and she says it's happened at least 6 times over the past few months. Baltimore County Police are reviewing the video and attempting to identify the subject and determine his motive. Residents of the apartment complex can expect an increased police presence and patrols throughout the area. Investigators say anyone who sees something suspicious should call police. And no injuries are reported after a car crashed into a spa in the Nottingham area. The entire vehicle went through the front of the Acupressure Jasmine Spa in the 7600 block of Bel Air Road at around 6:30 Tuesday evening, causing significant damage. There's no word yet on who was driving the car at the time of the crash, and the incident remains under investigation. And the Baltimore City Department of Transportation is reminding drivers that there will be traffic modifications in place beginning Thursday for the Flower Mart in Mount Vernon. In preparation for the event, some road closures, including parts of Charles and Madison Streets, will begin at 9 a.m. and will remain in effect until 11:59 p.m. on Saturday. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Keep in mind, we had the wreck earlier on the BW Parkway at Route 32. It was northbound, but it looks like there may be even some backing and slowing, and they could be looking at it southbound. So there's a delay there at Route 100 if you're coming north on the parkway from 197. Also, some brake lights on that side. Several new accidents in the city. Falls Road, Cold Spring Lane, Northern Parkway at McLean Boulevard. That's right there at the city-county line. And on the northeast side, Harford Road at White Avenue. City police are directing traffic in all of those areas. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got an active day ahead of us with rain, downpours, and even some strong to severe storms possible this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the upper 60s today. Rain and storms should depart late tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Astros tonight, weather permitting at Camden Yards, with Chris Bassett scheduled to take the hill at 6:35. Now, last night it was, among others, Adley Rutschman with a hot bat.
And Adley strokes one through the vacant left side. His ninth RBI in five games since his return from injury.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, describing it as a hot bat doesn't quite do it justice. Rutschman's 9-for-21 since coming off the IL. Three homers, now 10 runs batted in as the Birds take game one last night, 5-3, the final. Elsewhere in baseball, it's now two MLB managers to be let go before the month of May. First, it was Alex Cora out of a job in Boston. And yesterday, it was Rob Thompson out in Philly. Two ironic sidebars here. The Phillies offered Cora the job. He declined. And two is that Philly ended up giving it to Don Mattingly, whose son Preston is the Philly GM. So effectively, Don Mattingly's boss is his son. If not this year, then perhaps next, the career of Marlon Humphrey in the purple and black will be coming to an end, and the Ravens may have found his replacement in this year's draft. Talking about quarterback Chandler Rivers out of Duke.
Hello?
Hey, is this Chandler?
Yes, this is Chandler.
Hey, it's Eric DaCosta with the Baltimore Ravens. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound nervous.
I am. Thank you.
It's been a long, probably a long couple of days, huh?
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, when you come to Baltimore, you better thank the scouts because they really pushed for you this week.
Very quick and sticky in coverage, reminds EDC of Ladarius Webb and Tavon Young. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Fans came out in Buffalo to celebrate the Sabres' first playoff series win in 19 years. But the Boston Bruins had another idea.
Stretch pass on. Pastrnak in. Scores! The Bruins are alive as Pastrnak wins game five.
Brendan Burke had the call on TNT. David Pastrnak, game winner in OT, 2-1. The final, the Bruins head back to Boston, trailing the series 3-2. Men's college basketball transfer portal closed yesterday, and Maryland's Hall drawing rave reviews, ranked fourth overall in the nation, trailing Duke, Texas, and Tennessee, headlined by the highly touted point guard DJ Wagner, the transfer from Arkansas. Happy heavenly birthday today to former Redskins coach George Allen, born on this day in 1918, stock car legend Dale Earnhardt, born on this day in 1951. Happy terrestrial birthday to former Orioles shortstop Louis Aparicio, turning 92 years old today. And on this day in TV sports history, we take you back to April 29th, 1961. You remember this.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
That was the debut of The Wild World of Sports on ABC, hosted by Baltimore's own Jim McKay. And don't forget, in 1988, the Orioles finally won a game. Birds beat the White Sox 9-0, bringing to an end their Major League record streak of 21 consecutive losses to start a season. The time now is 6:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Now,
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back, everyone. Nino Mangione filling in for Sean Casey. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. I want to get in a moment to this just out-of-control, stunning comments from the worst mayor in America from Chicago. Before I do that, though, an update locally here on the key bit bridge, the Maryland. This plan here in Maryland to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So it's hit another major setback. And state officials, they canceled a key construction contract here after the bids apparently came in way over budget. And now the state is having to start over and find a new builder. Think about that. I mean, that is such a setback. And what was supposed to be this fast-moving project, Governor Moore touts, is now facing some very serious questions. And we've seen how costs have exploded from $1.8 billion to what looks like over $5 billion. And now there are concerns, and there's more delays and mismanagement. And Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary at the federal level, I mean, he stepped in hard here. He's warned about these rising costs, pushing all along, really, for oversight, making it clear that the taxpayers needed to be protected. And he was saying the federal government's not going to stand by while you push DEI contracts to build the bridge. And this project, it was going from what was supposed to be this success story that the governor keeps touting. And he was in front of every single camera when that tragedy struck and the bridge collapsed. And he tried to score every single political point. And we all came together at first. But now, when a major test of leadership and accountability is in front of him, and whether things can get done on time and on budget, it looks like he and the state of Maryland is going to fall well short. So hopefully I'm wrong, but I doubt it. But speaking of falling short, this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens when you have a situation where, well, you end up with politicians who, instead of showing leadership or actually pushing policy that actually improve things, this is crucial for local and state government, federal government, but especially local government, whether it's a county like Baltimore or a city like Baltimore City, or in this case, Chicago. This is what happens when they push policies. Instead of improving things, they go in the exact opposite direction. And they do this in what they think is in the name of progress, but what you end up with is the complete and total opposite of progress. You do not get better outcomes or safer communities or a stronger economy. You just get more problems. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to the mayor of Chicago. This is the third largest city in America, a city with 2.7 million people. I think the budget's around $16 billion. Pay close attention. Listen carefully to this racist mayor. Play Brandon Johnson.
Been very intentional about making sure that my administration, unlike previous administrations, have people who work for me that reflect the community. Once upon a time, just to be very blunt with you, two administrations ago, 70% of the mayor's administration were white men, right? And that's just not a diversified approach, I believe.
Wow. Can we play that again just so people hear? Let's play it one more time. Listen to this and to this outright racism.
been very intentional about making sure that my administration, unlike previous administrations, have people who work for me that reflect the community. Once upon a time, just to be very blunt with you, two administrations ago, 70% of the mayor's administration were white men, right? And that's just not a diversified approach, I believe.
So it's intentional to not hire white people. Besides just being racist, I'm going to break down how this is just terrible leadership. But before I do that, let's just check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
295 southbound, still a little bit slow. It's a little better than it was about 10 minutes ago. They had the wreck earlier northbound on the parkway at Route 32. That appears now that that has cleared, and the southbound backup is also getting better. So we're making a little progress there. It looks a lot better than it did 10 to 15 minutes ago through there. There's still some slowing in and around the Beltway. Nothing out of the ordinary on 695. All the late slowing on the southbound sides of both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 is still backed up Moravia Road trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we'll still have delays on 895 as well for that traffic coming south. Last time I looked at it, and I'm just on the way back over there now, we're still backed up south of the Eastern Avenue Bridge, and it's slow, but there are some gaps in the traffic now heading eventually into the Old Harbor Tunnel along 895. It's still more stop and go than normal, but not as bad as it was about 25 to 30 minutes ago. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Heavy rain at times, even strong severe storms possible this afternoon and evening. We have high in the upper 60s with storms hopefully moving out later tonight, it says, with tomorrow sunny. Mid-60s is the high. So we are talking a little bit about Chicago and this story of the racist mayor there. But before I go any further, we have to take a moment for our feel-good story of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
So today's feel-good story, hiker named Jessica Johnston survived a 180-foot fall down a waterfall while hiking in New Zealand. But her dog, Molly, was separated from her and left missing in the wilderness. As rescuers treated Johnston, a local helicopter company launched a crowdfunding effort to search for the dog, raising about $11,500 in just 8 hours, enough to fund multiple search flights. And using thermal imaging technology, the search team located Molly after about a week, stranded, wet, and shivering among rocks. A rescue crew member safely retrieved her from the cliffside, brought her back by helicopter. Molly had survived alone in the wild for days, likely by finding small animals to eat, it says. And the story ended with an emotional reunion as Molly ran to Johnston, who was recovering with injuries, and the two were finally brought back together after a dangerous ordeal. And that is our feel-good story of the day, and that is brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Winter is officially in the rear view and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for the prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lynx. From now through the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
You're listening to Nina Mangione on Casey and Company. We are back here. So before we played the feel-good news story, we had, well, the complete opposite. What we had was the clip that I played twice for your listening pleasure of a racist mayor who, on top of being racist, this is the problem in general with lack of leadership, where this so-called mayor is focused when it comes to filling these most important positions in city government. Is he focused on public safety or infrastructure, or who's going to oversee the Board of Public Works in terms of qualifications? Nope. He's basically saying we're going to hire people solely because of the color of their sin. Is he saying we're going to hire the most qualified, the best, the most capable, the smartest, the best of the best, regardless of race, to keep Chicago's streets safe or its infrastructure from collapsing? No. Why, of course not. He's sitting there openly admitting that he is, and he says the words, quote, his words, very intentional about hiring individuals solely because of the color of their skin. Again, these are his words, folks, not mine. The single most important qualification he emphasizes in that clip, in his mind, it's not experience, it's not proven competence for the position, or whether they have a track record of success in previous jobs, it's the color of their skin. It doesn't matter if they're the best person for the job. It doesn't matter if they'll do the work. All that matters to the mayor is checking a racial quota. It's DEI. And God forbid that a qualified white male walks in the door. He's apparently disqualified before he even sits down for the interview. Again, his words. I mean, he said it, not me. He said the previous mayor's office were too white. Can't have that. At the end of the day, besides being anti-white racism, it's not leadership. Not a single person in Chicago should be sitting there and saying, let's hire people to run the city solely based on race. I mean, this discrimination is one thing, and that's a problem. But hiring anybody, especially on skin color instead of merit, does not make the streets of Chicago safer. It doesn't fix any of the crumbling roads or bridges. It sure as hell doesn't help with the failing schools there. Chicago has issues with their education system, much like Baltimore City. It doesn't balance a budget. There's not a single solitary metric, whether crime, infrastructure, quality of life, test scores, you name it, response time for emergency vehicle, emergency services, all of it, where this kind of race-obsessed hiring is going to deliver better results. Merit, character, competence doesn't have a color. Hire the best people. It doesn't matter if you're white or black. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, Asian. I don't care. Hire people in these government positions that are able and ready to do the job. But this mayor and the radical left, he doesn't care about results. He cares about power, control. And in this particular case, he's punishing people for the crime of being the wrong race. This is identity politics. It's ruining another major American city, in this case, running it to the ground. He says it out loud. He gets away with it. This is how cities decline. And running a city is a hard job. It's one of the hardest there is. And when leadership starts prioritizing politics and race over performance, the consequences show up everywhere. What you need is leadership that focuses on results, someone who brings in capable, proven people who can deliver, whether it's public safety, education, infrastructure. Like I said, the stakes are too high, and this mayor of Chicago is the absolute worst. Chicago deserves better. Baltimore County deserves better. The country deserves better. I'll have more when we come back. You're listening to Nino Mangione on Casey and Company.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead, and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message. Less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Nino Mangione filling in for Casey and Company. Let's check in with Chuck Whitaker and an update on traffic.
The construction zone, northbound 95 Harford County, 76-mile marker is losing one lane there. And they work during the midday and the mid-morning, so there's a backup there at least a half a mile or so right now on the northbound side. That leftover slowing on the Beltway, but nothing major right now. We're trying to improve, but the volume is still very heavy coming south on I-95, especially from Moravia Road all the way down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then from that point towards 395 and down through the area of Camden Yards, the pace is okay. You'll get out to the Beltway on the southwest side with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today's Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We have heavy rain at times. Strong, severe storms possible this afternoon and evening with a high in the upper 60s, and the storms move out later tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high in the mid-60s. Let's take a quick call. Bill in Timonium, thank you for your patience. Morning.
Yeah, how you doing, Nino?
I'm great, thank you.
You were just touching. I just wonder what the percentage of black employees are the Wonder Mayor in Baltimore has. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. If I remember right, President Biden sent Maryland $2 billion to rebuild that bridge like within a week after it happened. And I'm just wondering if you know anything about that. Did we get the money? And if we did, where is it?
Well, I think they received, I don't think they received $2 billion yet. I'm not 100% sure here, but I believe they received... I don't know, it may have been like $60 million or so to help with the cleanup efforts, but I think some of that money you're discussing is still going to be distributed over time. I think that that's how the situation works there. But, yeah, and that total cost now estimated to be somewhere in the ballpark of around $5 billion. So I think...
Yeah. Well, how does that happen in 2 years? It goes from 2 to 5.
Yeah, well, that's what Sean Duffy was talking about. I mean, how the cost has ballooned. And now not only has the cost gone up significantly, but now we're looking at delay after delay. And then you find out this big story that just came across earlier today about them basically saying, all right, to that company, Kiewit, yeah, you're gone. So no contractor to build the bridge. So, Bill, I appreciate you taking the time to call this morning. I have one more story I'm trying to get to just because it's the final story of a theme here of misplaced priorities, failure to lead, horrible policy that leads to horrible results. We saw it earlier. I talked about in Chicago where a judge and soft-on-crime policies led to this thug with a rap sheet of violent crime allowed back on the streets and goes and kills a police officer. Just happened this last week. Then I had policy we talked about throughout the show with Maryland and how it's pushing people out of the state. Having Shoemaker comes on to talk about he's one of them and attests to it. Then I have a failure of leadership in Chicago with the mayor, how he prioritizes racism over results and policy. I talked about how government gets too big and politics becomes more important than actually pushing policy and result in the fraud that was taking place in Minnesota. How long? Do we have that short clip from the food stamps? How long was that clip, Kristen? If not, yes. I will play that clip, and then I'll get to this mayoral candidate in L.A.
previously no data was shared. We had no idea where the taxpayer dollars were spent. Just one red state, the recent dump of data, we found SNAP recipients had more than 2,000 Tesla owners, 200 Alfa Romeo owners, more than 144 that were receiving food stamps were driving Porsches. Again, this is the data dumps we're getting because that we had no accountability on any of these programs. We now are requiring accountability. The blue states are suing us. They don't want to share the data. And can you imagine, this was a red state where there is actually some taxpayer accountability. Imagine what's happening in the blue states if that's happening in the red states.
There you go. Food stamp recipients driving Teslas and Porsches. What an abuse. Government run amok. Government too big, out of control. But then you have just local level, again, local politics is closest to the people. You have an L.A. mayoral candidate. I believe she's also a councilwoman there, Neetha Raman. Now, she's facing backlash because she made comments about a homeless encampment near schools, and it resurfaced here, where, as a past debate, she said she did not believe distance laws, like keeping homeless encampments 500 feet from schools, make children safer. So she's perfectly fine, think about this, and defended her position, saying she tries to say she's focused on long-term solutions. She is fine with homeless encampments near children's schools. A sitting council member. And then in the video, I tell you, it says everything you need to know about her. Some of these so-called leaders, she's smug. And she's like laughing it off and rolling her eyes at the constituents. A sitting council member making a lot of money at the salary. I think she's married to a Hollywood producer. And we're talking about whether children should have to walk past these encampments, places where, yeah, people are struggling. Sometimes they end up homeless. But sometimes these people are drug addicts. They're having the mental health issues, unsafe conditions, and instead of drawing a line, a basic line that says we're going to protect these kids, keep homeless encampments, which shouldn't even be out there in the first place, away from schools, she refuses to do it and rolls her eyes at people that think that she's wrong for common sense. And here she is, a council member in L.A., and she's running for mayor. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
This is the right choice for Maryland.